Grace and Vincent Hopper heard the announcement on a tinny little radio, sitting at a double desk in the study they shared, surrounded by books. A violent and sudden attack at a naval base in Hawaii had left 2,403 Americans dead. The following day, the United States declared war on Japan. Within a week, the conflict extended to Japan's allies, Germany and Italy. Everybody in Grace's life wanted into the war. Vincent tried for a commission, but was turned down for wearing glasses. Grace's brother, scrawny as her whole family was and with a blind spot about level with a chalkboard, didn't make the cut either. Undeterred, they both volunteered under the draft and got in. Grace's cousin became a nurse. By the summer of 1942, everyone seemed to be gone. All the men enlisted, all the women in her family in the military's new female branches, save her sister who had children. Grace wanted to do her part too, but she was 16 pounds underweight and considered too old for service. Mathematics professors, being a classified profession, weren't allowed to enlist without a release. She took a summer appointment at Barnard College to teach special war preparedness mathematics courses for women, but it wasn't enough. All summer, midshipmen would march by the Barnard dormitories from a training ship on the Hudson, and Grace would watch them, longing to be in the Navy too. Back upstate, she chafed with loneliness and directionless patriotism. "I was beginning to feel pretty isolated sitting up there," she said, "the comfortable college professor." She aggressively lobbied Vassar to let her go into the service. She gave the college an ultimatum, which wasn't much of one. 6 months, or she'd leave anyway. And even though she was too old and too thin, and her eyesight wasn't much better than her brother's, she did. The day those bombs fell on Pearl Harbor, the path of completely respectable middle-class life had been at Grace Hopper's feet. But she wouldn't take one step further. Within a few years, everything forked. She separated from Vincent, she quit her job, and she joined the U.S. Navy. It wasn't the first remarkable thing she'd ever done, and it would not be the last.